Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Prime time on Money FM 89.3.
As cyber criminal threats on business grow in volume and growing in sophistication, so too does a major shortage in cybersecurity talent market as the global talent squeeze takes a grip. The global cybersecurity industry is already 2.72 million people short. And according to Trend Micro's global risk study of 2022, a staggering 50% of respondents in Singapore admitted that they're working more hours than ever before and still don't seem to be able to cover their workload.
Cybercrime, of course, a major concern for businesses. It can result, obviously, in the loss of sensitive data, reputational damage, loss of customer trust as well. In 2019, 16% of businesses globally had gone fully remote, and a great deal more run hybrid models as well. So there's an increasing need for businesses to protect themselves against cyber threats. How should Singapore businesses respond to all of these challenges? And what are the gaps that they should address to ensure that they are cyber resilient? David Ng is Country Manager for Singapore at Trend Micro. He joins us on the line to tell us more. Hi, David.
Hello. Hi. Good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, David. Now, workforce shortages in the tech industry have been making the news for some time now. And I know that the shortage in cybersecurity in particular has been going on for the last 4 to 5 years or even more. What's behind all of this? What are the reasons for these manpower shortages?
Well, there are two things that has largely changed that drives the demand for the cybersecurity professionals. Right? Firstly, it is the way how the business transactions have evolved over the last couple of years. The demand for the digital economy has been accelerated due to the pandemic. And so people's buying behavior has also changed drastically from the brick and mortar to e-commerce. And secondly, as a result of the first behavior, cyber criminal goes where the money is. And so this translates to evolving threats that is complex and also stealthy. And so in today's connected age, all of our devices like the endpoints, the computers, the servers, the mobile phones are carrying valuable data, which is of the interest to the cyber criminal. The need for the cybersecurity expert is more than before to safeguard the crown jewel of the company, which is the data itself. And as they say, data is the new oil. So actually, Singapore is doing pretty well to produce a cybersecurity professional, as we see that there is an increase of 61% in the workforce in 2021 compared to the year before. But that said, the demand still outpaced the supply. So, well, that's the good news for the cybersecurity expert, as the demand will drive up their compensation.
Yeah, good for them in that sense. But as I mentioned earlier, David, the shortage is not a new thing. 4 or 5 years ago, I had seen reports of shortages in the cybersecurity arena. So clearly, this is a job that people don't naturally gravitate towards, whether demand is high or low. What are the reasons for that?
Well, I think it is easy to recognize that it is difficult to conduct business in an unsafe environment, right? So likewise, that if you do not have a good cybersecurity hygiene and unable to protect our assets, it will deter the growth of the company. So as we analyze some of the...
Why aren't more people wanting to become cybersecurity professionals?
We certainly have a lot more graduates than the year before and compared to the year before that as well. And a lot of organizations, governments, CSAs, a lot of universities are also producing a lot more talent. But that said, it's just the entire drive towards the digital economy and the expanding attack surface. So there is an increasing demand, which is just outweigh and outpace the entire supply that the country is producing.
Okay, David, how do we make cybersecurity or a cybersecurity officer or defender, whatever you want to call it, as a sexy job title so that we can
encourage more people to join the industry?
You know, when you ask them, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a cybersecurity agent.
Aside from an inflated paycheck, of course.
So that's a good point, actually. I recently came across one of the minister in a member of parliament, and she was telling me that she fondly speak to a lot of the students, the secondary school students in Punggol, in the schools over there. And you know what? Most of the students actually aspire to be a cybersecurity expert in the future when they grow up one day. So I think there isn't any stigma that says that cybersecurity is any less better than the banking job title or whatnot. But I think that a lot of people are now seeing that Cybersecurity professionals are becoming like a police officer that is on the street, or even like a doctor that is saving a lot of lives, right? So it is a very noble position that a lot of people are aspiring to achieve.
Oh, how should we address the current manpower crunch then? Is it too late, for example, somebody like me who's in my late 40s, can I still go and train and become a cybersecurity officer, for example, or is it too late?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that the government is doing a fantastic job to upskill, reskill. So in our research, we have seen that a lot of companies are also consolidating their point products, right, which is siloed, which is towards a platform-based solution, which can actually help to elevate a lot of burnout and the resource crunch issue that we are seeing today.
The thing is, people have traditionally entered the cybersecurity workforce through computer science and IT backgrounds, which actually does narrow the talent pipeline, doesn't it? I do know that some talent firms, recruitment firms, say that you should actually just upskill and reskill within your company and give the people who are interested in the field a chance to get trained on the job. What's your perspective on this?
I think that a lot of companies these days are investing a lot more in the training, which is fantastic, because there is a shift of perception, right? And I think right now business leaders are also seeing that cybersecurity is no longer a cost center, but rather as an investment that can help to bring profit to the company. And hence, instead of trying to look for the right talent, companies are now producing the talent themselves.
Okay, David, in that sense, though, when you were talking about upskilling and reskilling, does becoming a cybersecurity expert require some sort of an aptitude as well, just like a policeman or somebody in this kind of work? Do you need to know how cyber criminals think? Is it enough for upskilling? Because these are not the things that we are used to.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And there are a lot of courses out there that help you. Well, if you want to catch a thief, you got to think like a thief.
Exactly,
right?
So yeah.
There are like certified ethical hacking courses out there that kind of like help you to get into that path. But yes, essentially, cyber criminal will always be one step ahead of a lot of people because they are always very innovative to try to find the latest techniques and tactics in order to infiltrate into the organization. But hey, that's what makes the whole job to be very interesting as well. It is not a mundane thing. You just got to keep on learning every single day.
The thing is, I've also heard some organizations say that they do rely on AI-based solutions to discover and respond to security threats. But they admit that, you know, that cannot be the only solution. But what's your view on how far technology might actually help in this arena and whether or not we will still need that many cybersecurity professionals as we move forward?
The AI is here to stay. Machine learning, a lot of automation, all that has certainly helped abound to help to address, especially against those unknown risks, right, or new malware. Having said that, as I shared earlier, the cyber criminal is always ahead of a lot of the vendors out there, right, which is why I think we companies are always continually investing into the latest technology to address the latest techniques and tactics. But certainly it is so important for AI and the machine learning to come in order to automate and to be able to see things in a much faster pace compared to a traditional way of a cybersecurity professional or an analyst looking the logs, after logs, yeah.
So the AI can take over the role of the cybersecurity professional?
It will take over some form of a job for sure. Not all of it, because after all, AI is still a machine, right?
And it needs a human to teach it.
Exactly.
It's not unless cyber criminals also take into AI, then perhaps you can. But if they are going to remain human and be always one step ahead, then it's going to be difficult.
Yeah. Cyber criminals are using AI today.
Yeah, they are too.
Yeah. All right.
But here's the thing. Just one last thing, David. So you said that you've noticed that more people in schools in Singapore have the ambition of becoming cybersecurity professionals. But clearly, we still have a shortage, which is something you cannot deny, no matter what you say, right? So moving forward, how do you think you can get more people into the industry?
We got to have a lot more. We got to encourage people to have more children, I think, first and foremost. I think secondly, obviously, we got to entice the people to come into this sector, right? I think over the years, the compensation has also increased drastically, right? I think that will, and also the job title has also changed quite a lot. I think there are a lot of Different organizations have also seen that cybersecurity is playing a very critical role towards driving the economy of the business. So I think a lot of these are all heading towards the direction, right? So we just got to keep pressing on.
We need to make cybersecurity specialists more sexy, perhaps more TV shows showing how they can actually fight off a cyber criminals, just like what
Definitely.
We did when we had police shows and private detectives when we were growing up. David, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us. David Ng is country manager for Singapore at Trend Micro, joining us here on Primetime.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.